Okay guys, and welcome back to the discussion. So today I wanted to talk about desire in a different sense of the term. I wanted to talk about desires in a way which they can be conducive to an individual spiritual growth. So essentially what I wanted to talk about was this, that in a way your desires can be conducive to your spiritual growth. Like, you see, it all depends on the human being actually. What he desires directly relates to the fact that his ego relates either with his instincts or it relates with something else that is much loftier than his instincts, whether it relates with his intellect or whether it relates with his intuition. To elaborate on that, I would first have to elaborate a bit on the three terms that I just mentioned: instinct, intellect and intuition. And I will do that in due course of time, but for the moment it will suffice to say that instinct is something that is deep rooted in every human being. Intellect is something that the human being uses to rise above those instincts, and intuition is something that employing which he can truly rise above his intellect and he can truly rise above his instincts, because he can go beyond his instincts owing to his intuition. Essentially what intuition is nothing but it is the tuition that comes from within, it is the teaching that comes from within, it is the knowledge that comes from within. So necessarily when the ego of an individual relates to his intuition more than it relates to its, say, to his instincts, consequently the desires of that individual starts to reflect this gradual change. Essentially what happens is that his desires are no longer concentrated or no longer directed towards one single motive of satiating the instincts. They are directed towards more loftier purpose. They are directed towards purpose that showcase a sheen of selfless benevolence. In such an individual, his desires can prove immensely conducive to his spiritual growth, because finally his desires start to lead him towards his destined purpose, towards his purpose of selfless benevolence. They take him away from his self-centeredness and they take him outside towards the world, so that he can be a light unto this world. So essentially in the case of such an individual, you will often see that even the small materialistic things that he pursues them for a bigger purpose. He pursues them for a bigger end, for a more loftier purpose. And that necessarily forms the crux of any spiritual ethos. How much you can go beyond your own desires, how much you can go beyond your own self-centeredness, how much you can go beyond your own instincts and try and help others, and try and turn others, and try and be a light unto others and be a light unto yourself. That is what spirituality is all about essentially. What most of the people in this world do is that they are only embroiled in the torrents of the instinctive self-indulgence which reigns supreme in every single human being. They hardly ever take time to rise above that instinctive self-indulgence. All their desires are concentrated towards one single thing, the satiation of those instincts. And instincts in the end can never be satisfied. I will be elaborating on this more correctly and more definitively in the next chapter, but for now it will suffice to say that desires in the end can take you one of both ways. You can either concentrate your desires self-centeredly towards your instincts, or you can turn your desires into something that is so beautiful, something that is so benevolent, and something that is a boon to this world, and you can direct your desires towards your purpose. Because when you achieve that, like as I said before, there will be complete unity within you. There will be a complete unity within your sense of purpose and your sense of desires, because ultimately your sense of desire will point to that purpose. And there will be no hidden agenda on your part. There will be no undercurrents to your smooth and spectacular visage that you always go out and portray in this world. You will be gold inside and you will be gold outside. And in that way you will always remain as a boon unto this world. One simple thing you do and you are there. You always have to direct your desires towards your sense of purpose, as conversely towards your sense of instinctive indulgence, and in that way you can change this world.